This is KCUR 89.3. We've been hearing a lot about Kansas City's program to demolish or sell off decaying homes. In the next story, we'll explore some of the reasons why the city has some 800 properties on its dangerous buildings list and thousands more vacant or abandoned houses. KCUR's Laura Ziegler explores whether investors in these neighborhoods are part of the problem or part of the solution.
Tom Ribera wants to take his Northeast Kansas City community back, one house at a time.
Right now, it's turnkey. Why don't you come on in, take a look?
He's given me a tour of a small house just off Independence Avenue. Just a few months ago, it was a boarded up mess.
Tile throughout.
Ah, this is nice.
Yeah, you got all new cabinets. We'll put in new appliances as soon as we get it occupied. We don't put any heating and air or appliances vacant.
Because?
They get stolen.
Ribera considers himself kind of a neighborhood activist. He and a handful of other small local contractors have a mission. It's to rehab vacant houses and sell them to people who want to live in the neighborhood. He says in the last decade, outside investors have bought up properties in the inner city. They either don't know or don't care. These places need careful oversight.
They'll go belly up because they can't manage, they can't afford to take care of the property. The owner stops giving them money for repairs.
So, and that's how a lot of these homes just become vacant. People just abandon them.
They can't deal with it. They just walk away, and crime, drugs, prostitution coming out of the houses.
City records show more than 900 vacant properties. I did a search of those located in just five zip codes along a stretch of Independence Avenue west of Van Brunt. Roughly a quarter of them have a contact number outside the city. Everywhere from Lee Summit, Missouri to Johnson County, Kansas, Louisiana to California. Community advocates say outside investment is welcome as long as landlords are responsible. But what's responsible mean? To find an answer to that, I met with John Murphy at McDonald's in Waldo. He owns about 70 properties, mostly east of Troost.
You know, when the bubble burst, foreclosures were abundant. I started buying and got some really good properties, and markets kind of rebounded and they're rented and they're making money.
I'd been told by some neighborhood leaders that Murphy wasn't the greatest landlord, so I went to talk to some of his renters. Most of the more than a half a dozen I talked to said Murphy was a good landlord. Here's Dana Ross.
Yeah, he's been good to us.
When was the last time he was here?
Last month when I called him over here.
Hello.
He was supposed to come back and put some doors and stuff on my washer, but he never came back and did that.
This renter didn't want to give her name. Advocates say renters sometimes don't want to complain about landlords. They worry they might not get their deposit back or get a bad reference. I showed Murphy some photos that we'd taken of a handful of his houses. Some were nice, others not so much.
This house could use a paint job, right?
Yeah, sure.
And this one I thought was really kind of a problem, actually, because that door didn't really close, and it just looked like there was sort of insulation there around the door, you know? Haven't heard from that tenant.
I didn't say that. I mean, she's, you know, made numerous complaints.
Just that looks like that happy. Door looks like it should be fixed.
Okay.
Murphy said that I just happened to select his rental houses that needed work.
You know, I think I'm a good landlord. Of course, there's a couple that, for whatever reason, personality conflicts or whatever reason, we just don't see eye to eye.
But city records indicate Murphy has had code violations, and the name of his company says something. It's Slum King of Kansas, and, well, this next word, it rhymes with city, but I can't say it on the radio. About that name, Murphy says he chose it out of frustration with the city. He believes he's having a positive impact.
Taking these homes that were vacant and put money into them, invested in them, and put tenants in them, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing for the neighborhood.
But some investors in these urban properties are even less connected to their holdings than John Murphy. Some have never been to Kansas City. Some even live out of the country. Kansas City was hard hit by the housing crisis of the late 2000s, and experts say thousands of foreclosed properties were bought by outside investors. Today, many of these properties carry old mortgages, state and federal tax liens, or credit card debt, and a bunch of the buyers have simply walked away. This brings us back to the streets of Kansas City, where another local contractor named Claude Harris is standing in front of a home he wants to buy from the city's land bank. He was encouraged to check for unpaid liens or mortgages before closing on the deal. Pulling up the property's title on his phone, Claude Harris says he's glad he did. This $2,200 home is laden with debt.
Here's one that's it's a mortgage lien, $42,500. And here's another federal tax lien in the amount of $69,248.
Mm. Harris estimates he'll put about $20,000 or so into renovating the house and sell it for $30,000 or $40,000.
Whoa. And I contacted a lawyer and had them look over the paperwork, and their first response was, don't do it.
Even though it could cost Harris several thousand dollars to wipe that debt clean, he says he's going to try and find a way. He grew up not far from here, and he'd love to see another family live in this community and call it home. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.